Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, tonight we bless you, we honor you, and we adore you. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. We thank you for bringing us together again. We pray again that, Lord, you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. You may be seated, please. We're talking about the art of ministry. The book is, if you don't take care, you may not understand it. Because it talks a lot about the work of God. It talks a lot about full-time ministry and work and all of that. But that is basically what God has called us. God has called us to work for Him. Chinela, are you there? Do you have a book? Share. You're blessed. You know. So we are talking about the work of God, which is, in other words, is the ministry. And we're saying that God came into this world to give us a life, a good life, a better life. And that life is work. Life is really work. If you live, you don't work, then you are not alive. I say, if you live, you don't work, your life is very, very different. Joylene, isn't it? When you are not working, your life was very different. Now you are working, life is also different, isn't it? Now you see Grangers. Have you seen Granger before? Not President Granger. I'm talking about green money. You see green money? Yes. You do, you make you plaiting your hair and all them things. Aeropostale number 9. Man, money is nice and good. When you don't work, you become a beggar. You see people doing nice things, you begin to get jealous. When you smell nice food, you begin to beg. When you see people, rich people walking around, sometimes you get vexed, you even talk bad things about them. It's not that you're doing something bad, it's because you don't have what they have. So you tend to become jealous and envious, and then you see all sorts of things. So it's very, very important for us to realize that our lives, the life that Christ Jesus promises and has promised to give us and has given us, is a life of work and a life of working for Him. We look back at Adam, we look back at the Garden of Eden, the original setup. God gave Adam a job to work in the Garden of Eden, and Adam was very, very happy about that. These days, we work in places with a lot of stress. And if it's not because of the money, many of us would not like to go to work. In fact, if there was any job like stay home and get money, many of us would take that job. Yes. Yeah, just stay home and get money. And sometimes you go, but the money is not enough. You see, when I used to work for Pharaoh, there was something that was very interesting, very nice, that I think that, you see, we in poor countries, we are in saddle. The reason why you can encounter the white man saying that there's no God is because the white man seems to think ahead and, you know, he puts things in place. When we used to live abroad and work for Pharaoh, the white Pharaoh, not the black Pharaoh, the white Pharaoh, one of the things that you normally get is that at the end of every year, if you are a permanent staff or if you're a staff or you're a permanent worker, you get you go through what they call performance appraisal, and then depending on your appraisal, you get a salary increase. Anita, you get a salary raise every year. So whether price of things are going up, here do you get? You get. Hey, you have a nice boss. Some people get. Even do you get? Even doesn't understand what I'm talking about. Because Georgetown Hospital, they don't do anything. What I'm saying is that there are some workplaces where at the end of every year, your performance is assessed. We look at how good you have been for the company, how much contributions you have added, how much value you have added to the company. And then your boss looks at that and he recommends a salary increase for you. Prince, is it like that? Oh, you are blessed. So I'm going to watch your tithe. If I see your tithe not increasing, then there's a problem. It's due this month. This month is appraisal month. So June, your salary will go up. May, it will go up. I'll ask the people for your tithe records. It goes up. So then, when things become expensive, you don't really, worry because you're not moved, because every year your salary also goes up. It is when you are flat that in 3, 4, 5 years you realize that nothing ain't doing, because transport bus fare has increased, gas prices has gone up, they've brought VAT, and there's this, there's that. So by the time you pay all these kind of things, what happens is that you don't have enough money, because things have gone up, you still have the same salary. You get it? So why people and good companies take care of their employees well. And sometimes because due to when your performance is very high and all of that, they give you about 10%. And some of the companies, they have policies. They say, no, we are not increasing anybody's salary above, let's say, a particular percentage. Otherwise, people will come and say all kinds of things. But those that are very, very valuable to companies, yearly, they increase their pay. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. Even to the extent that they ask you, how much do you want to be paid? It's a question that when they ask you, some people just get, they get buzzedy. Because like, what are you telling me? It's like, what are you telling me? Anything you give me, I will take. I didn't know that Coletta has a baby. Anything you give me, I will take. What do you mean by anything you give me, I will take? You are worth something. And that is what you must demand. But here, when they say come for interview, you are excited. When they call you for interview, you are rejoicing. When you go, anything they give you, you take. You got nothing for say. You got a choice. You got to take what comes your way. You get it. So work in those developed systems is a bit more comfortable. And that's why they make you feel like you don't need anybody else, you don't need God or anything. In the highest level, in the kingdom of God, the work we do for God is also a very, very high level pay. Jesus told Peter that all the things you have left to come and work for me, you'll be blessed here on earth and in the world to come also. It's like your salary is not just here on earth. Where Prince works, no matter how much they pay him, it's only going to end here on earth. When he dies, no salary anymore. But if you work for God, and when you work for God is going to bless you here on earth. And when you die, you go to heaven. He's going to also bless you as well. Are you not excited about that? I prefer to work for God than to work for anybody else. So we are saying that anytime you have a job in a working environment, you have different types of people. Yeah. You have different types of people at different types of workplaces. Even if you look at Jesus and his disciples, they were all very, very different. Some of them were quiet. Some of them, you don't hear from them at all. Some of them were very, very vocal. Some of them were very, very competitive. Because I remember one day, Mrs. Zebedee came with her two boys, James and John. And they came to Jesus, and Mrs. Zebedee said, you know what, Jesus, This your glory and your kingdom that you are talking about. When you go into your glory, and when John and James are also there, will you allow one of them to sit on your right and one on your left? And Jesus said, oh, those positions, I don't have power to give to anybody where they will sit. But you realize that there were people who were conscious of some places. Whereas you never hear of Matthew or Thomas asking for anything. In fact, the only time we heard of Thomas is when he doubted. So around every job, including your job where you work, there are types of people. There are bosses who are nice. There are bosses who are not nice. There are bosses, if you work overtime, they buy meals for you. They make sure that you have something to eat because you're working overtime. There are different types of people in workplaces, in the working environments. In the same manner, in the kingdom of God, there are also different types of people who will work. Now, when I was revising my notes for tonight, I just realized it was only last Tuesday that I gave you 10 types of workers. And the first type that I gave you was people who are like sons and daughters. And yes, Sunday there was no decoration in the church. There's no son and daughter around. Oh, that problem has not died though. Oh, it doesn't die easily and quickly like that. If you thought you had come because it's dead, oh no, then go and come again. Because anytime I remember, I'll bring it up. So we're in chapter 4, 10 types of workers. Yeah. The first type is workers who are sons and daughters. Workers who are sons and daughters. Are you a daughter? Are you a son? Do you work in a way that the business is for all of us? It's my father's business. Is that what Jesus said? When his mother and his father, when they went to Jerusalem when he was 12 years old, and they left not knowing that he was not in the coach, in the caravan, and they went a very far distance and that was when they realized that Jesus was not with them. So they had to rush back to Jerusalem, come looking for Jesus. Finally, somebody told them, oh, that little boy, he was in the church. I saw him talking with some big men in the church. He behaved like he's a pastor or something. So they went into the church synagogue and they saw Jesus. And Mary said, oh, Jesus, you almost made me get a heart attack. Why are you doing that? And Jesus said, oh, but you don't understand. Don't you know that I have to be doing my father's business? So Jesus was a true son and he took God's work very, very seriously. So if you are also going to work for God, if you are going to work in a church, if you are going to do anything around God and around the kingdom of heaven, you can either be a son or a daughter or something else. It's a type. Now I encourage you to choose the best type of a worker. You are not working as if they say I should come. They say I should go. They say I shouldn't stay home. That's why I'm not. No. It's just your business. There's no working hours. You go early in the morning. You come late in the night. You see, when people, sometimes when I hear somebody came around here some one night. They were looking for somebody. And the person wasn't here. Or the person was here. Was something happened. And I hear that person was, there were some people in the vehicle. And one of the guys was at the gate. You know, so when they asked, they were looking for this particular person. I said, oh, there's no church. There's nobody here. We are just here. So then, from inside the vehicle, a woman asked the gentleman at the gate. He said, you people, are you human beings? Yes, Anita. I mean, you are so disrespectful. Now you stop in front of somebody's church and then you are asking for somebody. You see, they were even nice to even come to you and ask, can I help you? They should have just left you there. Because 11 something, who are you looking for here? And it's not a day that we have church.
We have service only on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Sundays. Any other day when you come here, nobody lives here. Who are you looking for? Go and look for them in their homes. What do you mean? So you come 11 p.m. and somebody even respects you enough and comes to the gate to ask you, "What can I help you?" You say, "I'm looking for this person." "Oh, the person, no, nobody is here like that. There's no church. Everybody's going home. And that's 11 o'clock. Who's here? Nobody's here." Then somebody from the vehicle shouts and asks the gentleman, "Are you people human beings?" Then here there's another person. "Oh, no, no, it's a cult." Just the other day. Now, when you hear people talk like that, you easily know they are from the gutter. They were brought up in the gutter. Because they don't have head space. They don't understand anything. Because if you go to businesses right now, people who are serious with business, you see people at the workplace right now that we are here. Why don't you go and ask them, "Hey, are you still here in the shop? You heard God?" You will not ask somebody like that. But when you find people in the church a long time, you are asking whether we are human beings. We are monkeys. When you go to the club, don't you stay there all night? You heard God? They just disrespect church so much. And some of you have people around you who say bad things about churches. They say bad things about the pastors. And they say bad things about the work. You see, many people have been, you see, are taught and are discouraged about the work of God. Because if you were to get even a cleaning job at CARICOM, you would jump and say, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah." There's not a single person here who is offered a job at CARICOM who will say no. Just even to go and answer phone calls. You go. But when it comes to that same energy and whatever time for the church and for the church work, then you see people saying all kinds of things. That the pastor is controlling you. That is this. Is all kinds of rubbish. And that is why you must decide. Oh, you see, some of you are very, very weak and you are very, very hypocritical. You are a soup drinker. You don't know where you are. Brian, serious. I will not be around anybody who says bad things about my church and my pastor. I'll not be around anybody like that at all. Get away. I don't care who you are. I don't mind who you are. The moment you say something about the work I do, because there are some people who are prostitutes also. There are people who work like something. And people don't say anything about that. But when it comes to the church and the work of God, the people have all kinds of ideas about it. They don't know what the work of God is about. Because they don't work in the church. So you should come and say, "Oh, I want to ask you a question. And then let us teach you. Let us help you understand." That is why Jesus was such a strange guy in the days. That's why the Jews did not recognize who he was. Because he was moving about from town to town, village to village. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a wife. And people realized that this guy is a strange guy. Yeah. Wherever he gets in the night, that's where he sleeps. How can you say that you are the Son of God? When you don't even have a place to stay, it doesn't make sense. But is it these spiritual things and these privileges are reserved for those who can see? Because you can't see. Jesus said, "You have eyes, but you can't see. You have ears, but you can't hear." Working for God is what we were created to do. We were created to live, to work, and to be in the kingdom of God. Unless you come to that terms, you will never be happy in this world. Unless you come to that realization, you'll never be happy. Because this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Yeah. That's why we send our young boys to Bible school. Because we are also trying to fight against that attitude of, you see, there's a young boy who was supposed to go to, you know, when I made an altar call for Bible school, and the altar call is still on, those who want to go to Bible school, please write your name at the desk outside. This young boy said he was going to go to Bible school, went for a camp and everything. And then somehow, you see, it's so sad when you're a mother, you come to church with your son, and you know that you son deep on stupidness. He didn't finish school. He can't get a job. All he does is bleach his face every day. He can't even speak. When you talk to him, he doesn't have the confidence in himself to even open his mouth and answer. Now, we are so generous and so compassionate to offer this your son one of the greatest privileges to travel abroad thousands of miles away to one of the nicest countries in Africa, to one of the nicest Bible seminaries in the whole of Africa, and a casual Bible school, to be trained to become a pastor. You as a woman, as a mother, cannot even encourage your son. At the end of the day, the boy doesn't go to Accra, doesn't go to Ghana. It's not even around church anymore. When you see him, he's like, you know, a vegetable? He's like a vegetable. Because many of the people who come, the young people who come here, will not amount to anything really. Won't amount to anything really. You wait and see. Oh, we are all here. You see that as we go along, you realize that your life will become something else. Yes. And I have come to realize this many years ago, that when we give your life to you to run it, you can't do nothing. Many people say, I don't want to. He's controlling my life. I don't want to. The pastor can't tell me what I must do. But if we give your life to you, if we say, you know what, you come to church and go, come to church and go. Even come to church, Christ, even a privilege. You stay away and live your own life. After 5 years, when we look at you, you will see how your life would have gone this way. I tell you, Judy. I can point, as I'm preaching, I can point to people and I can mention names to you. My little boy here. He was, come on stage. He was saved by the bell. Now look at him. Nice boy. Looking for a wife. Yeah. Looking for a wife. There was a particular girl that was on his case. Is it Tawana was the name? Tawanda. It sounds like a mermaid. Tawanda. This girl love he bad. What? And then he would come and ask me questions. I said, no, don't worry about that girl. You come and ask. I said, no. I am sure, Judy, if we had kept this guy here for another year, Tawanda would have come and said, I tell you. I'm preaching a good message. Yeah. I tell you. Akil Castello. If Castello was still here, I don't want to tell you the things Akil Castello. How old is Akil? 17. The things Akil Castello has done in his 17-year-old life. If I tell you, grandmother, I don't want no ambulance to come to the church for grandmother. Yeah. Tanisha Lavelle. If I'm to mention the there's one particular guy. I said, I went to talk to the mother about him going to Bible school. The mother said, Sophia, happy that you're with me. The attitude, the behavior. I am coming. They were angry. Karen was with me. They wanted to fight for me. I said, shh. Don't. It's his son. If she doesn't want to release him, it's okay. Now, when I asked the woman, do you know your husband, your son smokes weed? Then the son told me that when we left, then the woman called and said, you smoke weed? The woman has no idea what that boy has done in his life. That's when that boy said he will go, whether the mother likes it or not. That's why I supported him. Because if we were to leave them to walk on the surface of this Guyana here, I tell you, to all of you young people in the church of God, the work of God, the ministry work is one of the best things you can ever give your life and your heart to. It's a treasure. It's a treasure. It's precious. If we were to discover it, we'll become spiritual pork knockers. We'll come with excavators and dig the church night long. That's what we are talking about, the work of God. That is what we live for. That's why God created us. Anything else that you are doing is just to give you something here to pay your bills. It is not your real life's work. How can selling plane tickets be your life's work? So if there was no plane, what would you have been doing? How can selling clothes be your life's work? If we are still naked, what would you be doing? And very soon people are going to walk around naked again. You die and come back in the next 15, 20 years. People will be naked walking around. Cry. Now breast is nothing. Bobby? Oh, please. Bobby is nothing. You see black Bobby in town. Black Bobby comes to town to do shopping, I tell you. Red Bobby comes to town to do shopping. You see red, black, small, big, large. Some of them, they don't have space on their chest. There's no space. They are crying out for breath. Looking for air, fresh air. I mean, hey! Yeah. Nah. When Gabriel went to went to Elizabeth, and then he spoke about, Zachariah rather, Luke chapter 1, and he spoke to Zachariah about the boy, the pregnancy, and then when he was trying to doubt, then Gabriel, you know what Gabriel said? Gabriel said, Luke 1:19, he said, I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God. He said, Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. I mean, what he's trying to tell Zachariah is that, I'm close to God. I'm one of the main guys when it comes to the kingdom of God. So when I talk to you, you must understand who's talking to you. Don't look at my wings and think that I only fly. I stand in the presence of the King. He didn't say that, I stand, I'm a servant, I work. I am one of the people who's close and work close with this main guy, and I'm telling you what I'm telling you. Just boasting about what he does and where he does what he does. And he said, because of that, I can tell you things that will blow your mind away. You'll be pregnant. Because I am Gabriel, the one that stands in the presence of God. So once you find this beautiful job, once you find yourself doing anything in the house of the Lord, you have to see what type you are. Workers who have the same spirit as the leader is the second type. Workers who have the same spirit as the leader. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. Same spirit. You need a spirit. Same spirit. Some of you, I don't know what kind of spirit you have. Methylated spirit, somebody said. And what kind of spirit you have? The Bible says, I desired Titus. Not because I am partial. And this is it. Many a times, when a man of God or when a servant of God or when a bishop or a pastor desires a particular individual, people have negative things about it. Because the question is that, why he? Why she? But you see, if you were to wear the shoes of that individual, you understand why. He says, the Apostle Paul, he said, I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Oh, you don't understand. He's arguing. The Bible is arguing with the church in Corinth because they were saying that, why he got for St. Titus? He got nobody for send? Okay. Why not like the little boy Titus? Because Titus and Timothy were Paul's spiritual sons. He raised them up. They became pastors. So, because they were younger, most of the time, when you are young or you have the spirit, you have a young or youthful spirit, you flow better. When you are big or you have the spirit of a big person, then you are more proud and slow to move. Now, even me as a Ghanaian, and Ghanaians in general, I mean, Lighthouse came from Ghana, even as Ghanaians in general, we struggle with Bishop. Or Bishop struggles with us. That's the right way to say it. Why? Because we have traditions in our minds. We have these codes of conduct that when we are around Bishop and when we are doing the church work, we try to bring those traditions and those codes of conduct in the work. But that actually makes the work not progress the way it must progress. So when Bishop realizes or discovers that you are that type, he doesn't want to really work with you. But you see, that same code of conduct and things makes one feels like you are... is it barefaced, you call it? It's like you are presumptuous. It's like you want to, you are like a show. What do you call it? So you want show. You show enough. That's the word you use. You are fronting. You have a book already. Oh Lord, I would have given you a book of that change. You are fronting. You understand what fronting is, isn't it? We are all Guyanese. Fronting is something that works well in the kingdom of God. You see, Peter was one of the most fronting people around Jesus. Everything he would say something. Jesus said, I'm going to die. He said, no, Jesus, you won't die. Nobody says anything. Peter says, you won't die. Every time Jesus said, Peter is the one who will speak. So if you were among the disciples, you would say, this guy, what is the problem? Everything he got something for say. Who does he think he is? Man.
Then you begin to develop some kind of hatred against him.
So Titus was like that. The same thing with Timothy. So the apostle sent Titus to the church in Corinth. Now, if you look at the background, the Corinthians were not happy about it. Maybe because he was young. Because he said that, I decide, if you go to 17, can you go to 17? Let's see. He said, did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? So I sent some people to you. But the people who I sent unto you, did I make any profit? Did I gain anything personally for sending them to you? He said, and he goes on. He said, I desire Titus, and with him I sent a brother. So it's because Titus is somebody that I love. If I am going to send anybody to do anything for me, it's Titus I will send. So the question is, why Titus? Crystal, why Titus? Is the apostle, is the Bible partial? Is the Bible being selective? No. There are people who have like minds. People who think in the same line as the boss, as the manager, as the owner of the business. And sometimes when you find people like that, the keys of the business, the person holds the keys of the business. Do you know anybody like that? That the boss trusts that person with everything until they tip something from him. There are people with like minds. They think alike. They say great minds think alike. Is that what they say? They think alike. As the boss man is thinking about this, the person is thinking about that. And so when he takes the initiative, the people say, why are you behaving like he's the boss man? No. What you are failing to see is that he has the same mind and the thinking as the head of the business. So you see him that he's not the owner of the business, but he's trying to flow as the head of the business. And you don't like it because you expect that thing to come from the main man, not from somebody like that. But what you are seeing is really a model you should emulate, you should copy. Somebody who the business is not for, but is so concerned and passionate about the business. He said, did Titus make a gain of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? He's asking, didn't Titus come and flow like I would flow if I was there? Didn't we walk in the same steps? When he came, the things he did and the things he spoke about and the changes he made, is it not the same thing that when I come, I also do? But when you are backward and you are ignorant, you say, why are you behaving like he's the boss man? Why are you behaving like so? Why you behaving like the church is for he? Like he behaving like this? When you see something like that, you should be quiet and say, you know what? This thing that is in the book, that's what I'm seeing. I gotta be like that. I want to be like that. I want to have the same mind. Because without people who have the same mind at work, you'll not do so well. The same mind that we have come to Guyana with to win souls, to win people, and to turn people to God. If you don't get that same mind, it'll be very difficult to work with you. It'll be very difficult to work with you. And once you get that same mind, the people will say, oh, the man is controlling you. They say, you've been brainwashed. Oh, he's selective. He likes some people more than some people. Hey. Even in a house among your children, there are some who do things better in a certain way you like more than some people. Yeah. My two girls I have sitting at the back there. I know what I will choose who for. Yeah. If I want this, I'll call this one. If I want that, I will call that one. Because I know that this one will do this thing better than the other one. Yeah.
Even my pastors, they are the same. I know the pastors who, if I say something, they'll do exactly what I've said. They will ask. If I send them, they will ask. They would, and there are some, when you send them, that's it. Yeah, so if you don't take it, you realize, but he just come, she just come. Why this? Why that? Why that? No. Please, you must gain knowledge. We are talking about types of workers, and there are some types that, because of the type they are, they get closer. Hey, when you go to the shop, don't you shop for a particular type of thing? It is that type that you take with you home. It is that type that goes into your pot. It is that type that stays in your kitchen. The other type stays at the shop. It doesn't come to your house. Even men, when someone says they like you, the one who sees your body is a type. It's a type that has the license to see the body. Yeah. That's why, otherwise, that's why they call you a prostitute. They call you a whore. A harlot. What? Gucci mama. Hoochie mama. Hey, people have words. So. Hoochie mama. Even, do you know that? Hoochie mama? You are not Guyanese. Faith, you know Hoochie mama? You don't know them things. Okay, you're a holy boy. Before you go beat you here in the church tonight. Are you following what we're teaching about? So eventually, we will all find God and work for God. And some of us are already doing it. But you have to make yourself into a type. There are types. There are the sons and the daughters. And they are the ones with the same mind. You can have a son and a daughter who doesn't have the same mind with you. The man who sold us this building. His problem now is that his son, he dip on what he dip on. The man has two fishing trawlers docked at the back of his house for years, rusting and all of that. He has a big land. He's just there alone. Because there's no one like-minded to take up the fishing business. If he has somebody like that, you go, you see that the person is sitting right next to him. Look at President Granger. The moment he won election, then he said, we have to go to the transition. I put Lieutenant Colonel Joe Harmon in charge. He's the type. Why not Trotman? Why not Ramjathan? It's a type. It's a particular mindset of people you need around you if you want to do work really well. Are you like that? I say, are you like that? Do you have a particular mindset? You have the book, or I have the book too. Like-mindedness. You would do what the boss man would do if he was there. That is why when Jesus came on earth, he took 12 people and he walked with them. Did everything with them. You know why? Because he wanted them to have, to know him, understand him, have the same mind like him, so that the time he's ready to go, he knows a type of people he can work with whilst he's still in heaven.
He was going to leave his business for thousands of years. And he needed some people to take care of the business. So he had to work with these 12 guys for about 3.5 years so that they would get the same mind. That's why sometimes you work with people. Because as you work with them, they get to know you. They get to understand you. They get to know what you like, what you don't like, and all kinds of. So that one day, if you were to step back like that, they'll say, no. This one, you don't do it like that. You do it like this way. Even a simple weeding, using the hoe on a farm. To use the hoe, many of you don't know how to use the hoe. It took Pastor Ned, even Pastor Keith was also in Ghana, but he doesn't know how to use a hoe. Oh, Pastor Keith, you don't know. Yeah, it took Pastor Ned and Pastor Leon to show us to make the ground look like nothing has ever happened to this ground before. And they promised me they'll plant grass for me. So we'll play golf there. I'm waiting for the grass to play golf there. But if I give you the hoe, I said, Sherwin, create a golf course here.
Of course.
I've never seen one cry. So there are some things that I will let Pastor Leon do. Not because I like him more than Brother Sherwin, or he's better than Brother Sherwin, but he has a certain mind that I need so that this work can go on. But then when Brother Sherwin sees that I'm working with him, the man, he got a favorite, man. He like me, he got a favorite. Christian is a guy, favorite. He got a people. What do you mean by he got a people? If those people were not doing what I like, they wouldn't be where they are. Oh, I promise you, 100%. If they were not performing and doing what makes my work and certain things go a certain way, I tell you, I always say it. I said, when I came to Guyana, we didn't know anybody. So when you go, it's not a problem because I didn't know you anyway before. Oh, you don't understand. All of you here, it's a blessing to know you. But if you decide to go, I'll console myself that, when I came, I didn't know you anyway, so why should I get a sleepless night? It's just like 2005. I didn't know you. So tomorrow if you say, I vex, me and me catch me sass, we going. Oh, going to some other port. It's okay. It's okay. When I came to Ghana, I didn't know no ketchup, no pepper, no sauce. I didn't know nobody like that. That's it. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to talk about. It's just a blessing that we are together. Do you get it? So the like-mindedness is also a type of person. It's somebody you can send. Yeah. You can't go for a meeting. You want somebody to go for the meeting for you. That person is a person. That's what happened. Paul had wanted to go to the church in Corinth, but somehow he couldn't. He said, no problem. Titus, be all right. And then when he appeared, the people say, why he sent Titus? Why he sent that little boy? What do you think? This Titus, we were all there when he was born. What is he coming to tell us? And then Paul rose up and said, I desire Titus. He was my choice. Because we walked in the same spirit. We have the same spirit. You can have the same spirit in this church. I say you can have the same spirit in the workplace where you are working. Many of you, when you work in your workplace, some of you, your boss likes you. Some of you, your boss doesn't like you. True or false? And then when your boss likes you, then the rest of the workers, then they want to find something to implicate you so that, but there's something about you that attracts your boss to you, or attracts you to your boss. And because that thing helps his work, it helps his mission and his vision. And it's the same thing with the kingdom of God. If we will have the same mind like Jesus, right? The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. The moment we get that same mind, I tell you, God will use us more. Because God will say, you know what? If I'm looking for somebody to send to do something great in Guyana, he said, I know who I will call. I know who I will choose. Because that my son, oh, that my daughter, hey, everything about me is in her. If I send her, if I send him, the people will hear the thing exactly as if I was there myself. May you be like that in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. 10 types of workers. 10 types of church members. You can even change it to 10 types of church members. Church members who are sons and daughters. Church members who don't have the same mind. When they go to the washroom, they take their always, they put it right there in the always. They drink Cokes, they throw the bottle anyway. The mind is different. And if you have the same mind, you say, no. There are bins provided. Let me take my bottle and put it in the bin. Even those who work with me closely, you have to even know when I'm serious and when I'm joking. I can say something jokingly, seriously. Like I can say something seriously, jokingly. You got to see through. You have to. If you have the same mind, though, I understand what he's saying. I'll not let what he's saying deter me or shake me. I understand why he's saying what he's saying. I'm not moved by that. Hallelujah. Let's close your eyes with me tonight. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like Jesus. Wanna be you work through. A sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Prepare me, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. Sanctuary for you. Let's sing it for the last time. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Let that be your prayer tonight. Be a sanctuary.
pure and holy. Tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Finest fire, my heart one desire is to be holy, holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy. Set apart for you, my master. Set apart for you, my master, and ready to do your will. Purify my heart and my heart, sing it. Let me be as gold and precious silver, and precious silver, and purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure gold, pure. My heart's one desire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I'm ready to do your will. Father, tonight,
we want to be the best. We want to be the type of people that, Lord, you want to use. We want to be the type of people who have a son and a daughter mindset. Who work with you and work in your house like sons and daughters. We want to be people who have the same mind like Christ Jesus. Let that be our portion. Let that be our heritage. Let that be our inheritance. May we operate, oh God, and move and work in the church and in your kingdom just like these two main points. If there's any precious thing we need to add to working in your house, Lord, add that to our lives and to our ministries. I thank you that you've changed the way we work in the church from tonight in the name of Jesus. You've changed the way we look at your work from tonight in the name of Jesus. You've changed the way we do things in this church from tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And the church is now refined. The church is going to do better. The church is going to do greater things. The church is going to be effective because the mind that you have is the same mind we are receiving and we have received from tonight. Thank you, Father. It's a miracle that's happened right now. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, you're here tonight.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.